Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are on a Red Friday on 96.5 The Fan. Don't forget, you can go to YouTube, check us out, like, subscribe. Boom. It's on your screen if you want to do that. Maloney listens and then watches.
Yes, that's right. He listens to the show and then goes back and watches the show.
It's insane.
That's dedication, man. That is dedication.
What's the juice?
Oh, I just saw the Jackson Dart high five to the ref. This is so weird, right? We're sitting here in break, and you go, yeah, he high-fived the ref. I go, I missed that. I didn't see it. You know what the first thing in my feed is when I got back on X? Jackson Dart high-fiving the referee.
Weird.
It's not weird. They listen to everything we say on the computer, right?
Clear history.
Yeah, and that's why Jay Binkley clears the history every time he comes in here.
It was really funny when he high-fived the ref, but
he's going to get fined for it.
As a Chiefs fan, first thing I thought of was obviously –
oh, well, yeah.
Mahomes did that. It would be the biggest story in the world.
Yeah, but Josh Allen's the one who consoles and gets consoled by the referees. Patrick Mahomes.
Exactly.
They had 13 penalties called against them the other day. Can we end the referees are in the pocket of the Chiefs narrative, or
no,
is that not?
Still
no,
there.
That's still going to be there.
Yeah,
okay.
They're going to be there forever.
13 penalties to 4. I don't know how that's with you. I mean, I really don't. So that needs to end.
They are our best friend. And if you're going to have a best friend, that's a good one to have.
Hell yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. I was talking to a guy who was a referee at high-level collegiate and knows a lot of the NFL officials. Mm-hmm. And he was telling me, he goes, yeah, one day, this guy that I know was going to be an NFL official. And he said the league had the FBI show up and interview all of his neighbors to make sure that this guy was not, you know, somebody that, you know, could fix a game or do something that he shouldn't. And so people want to complain about these referees all the time. And I heard this story on Tuesday night from another former college official. He goes, yeah, the NFL sends the FBI to talk to your neighbors when they're interviewing you to be a referee. And so there's nobody out there that's doing anything that's not on the up and up out there on the field as much as people want to hear that. When I heard that story, I was like, holy cow. Like the NFL probably should do that right now, or any sport. If you're going to hire an official, hell yeah, you deserve a background check by the feds.
So what you're saying is, Mac, and I have to do this. I'm not trying to be a Richard. You've seen Ace Ventura.
Mm-hmm.
So every ref that gets interviewed, it's like the, what do you know about Ray Finkel?
Yeah.
Yeah. Soccer-style kickler, nicknamed the Mule, one hell of a model American.
He said,
I'm looking for Ray Finkel and a clean pair of shorts.
Yeah. He said that the interview to be an NFL official, they brought him in, they show you a play, right? And they say, okay, make the call. And the guy goes, well, I think it's this. And and the official goes, well, you can't think. You have to know, is it a catch or not or whatever it was. And the guy goes, I think it, or it was a face mask. They made him look. He goes, I think it may have been a face mask, but maybe not. And they go, turn around. And he turned around this huge wall of TVs as one big picture showed. He goes, oh, yeah, it wasn't a face mask. You could see that really up close. I mean, that's how they're grading these guys and judging these guys. And you don't realize this stuff is happening so fast. And this guy said to me, he goes, the difference from just going from Division II to Division I college, he goes, I couldn't keep up. It was so fast. It was so fast from Division II to
incredible.
Division I college. He goes, I can't imagine what it would have been like in the NFL. And you know, these guys are right, like 90%. Of the time, but I love that story that the feds are interviewing this guy's neighbor before they would hire him to be a ref in the NFL. It's great due diligence by the league.
No,
man.
I love it. I wish the NBA did that. Meanwhile, the NBA just got Scott Frost, who's best friends with a known cheater and Tim Donaghy or whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, if an NFL ref of the future, before you leave, I need to give you this index card. You never know. You might need to measure a first down.
That's right.
Yeah. You got lasers. Hey, use this, man. All right, let's get into the script. Mac, your name's at the top.
Whoo!
all right, big week. Let's do it, guys. The Chiefs team is better than last year. They just don't have the best luck in a season that we've ever seen, and they're a little bit more mistake prone. Okay. They're not going to lose back-to-back primetime games. That's just not going to happen. The Chiefs are going to have no more than 5 penalties on Sunday night. Last week it was 13. This week it'll be no more than 5. Chris Jones is going to look more like Chris Jones. And by that, I mean you're going to have at least 2 moments of watching this game going, that's it. That's what I'm talking about. No Williams, he's actually going to play more than 4 snaps. Funny. Mahomes is going to stay at his MVP level because that's never going to change this season. He's on a heater, and he's got the receivers and the offensive line, more importantly, to do so. He will look like an MVP on Sunday night. He will throw for 3 touchdowns. Hollywood Brown will have at least 5 catches, and Breshard Smith will make a big play. The Chiefs win this one in a shootout, 34-31.
I like that. All week we've been kicking dirt on Chris Jones, right? And rightfully so. He's deserved all, well, not all, like if you were on social media doing, you know, stupid stuff, but he deserves criticism for his play and what he did on Monday night. We've also been criticizing Harry Butker all week as well. And rightfully so, kicking it out of bounds and doing all that stuff, can't do that. Because of that, though, I think we'll see their true character. And I genuinely believe that true character is good. You see the true character out of people when the chips are down. It's easy to win, right? It's easy to be a winner. It's easy to go out there and celebrate. True character shows up when you're in a tough situation. It's the toughest situation as the Chiefs have been in a while in the regular season. I think I'm with you, Mac. Chris Jones will dominate this game. We'll see a sack. We'll see a big play late, and we'll see a batted pass. He will not take plays off this week. Butker will also be solid. No one seems concerned about him inside the building, so let's see what he can do. Be clutch. He will be. Patrick Mahomes continues to do what he did last week, picks up where he left off. He'll throw for over 300. Travis Kelce gets into the end zone. So does Thornton. Chiefs win a close one, 35-0.
Maybe the hardest game to try and predict is this one. I think the Lions carve up, and I think they do that early on in their first drive. They score first. Chiefs get the ball back, and I think they score 3. There's your Butker 3. There's your, okay, 45. It's good, right? End of the first, I think it's 7-3 Lions. Chiefs hold on defense a few times in the second quarter and get the score just before the 2-minute warning to make it a 10-10 game. Lions get in field goal range and bang, one in, 13-10 halftime for the Lions. I think they lead at half. I think it's the second half where their weaknesses show up in the secondary and Mahomes feasts on the crows that are not there and the ones that are currently in there in cornerback 3, 4, and 5, as we were told by their beat writer of The Athletic. I think it's Thornton and Juju. I think those are the guys that show up with the receivers. I'm worried about Xavier Worthy because if he is going to play, he's going to be a little banged up. Chiefs have a solid second half, but so does Detroit. I think this game is going to be a shootout in that second half. But I think the man holding the gun and standing last is 15. Chiefs win 38-30. Mahomes finally beats Jared Goff, and Butker and Jones are not a topic on Monday morning. That's my script.
Okay, love it.
I was Monday through Thursday picking the Lions.
Yeah, I know you were.
I was Thursday night. I said at home, back-to-back losses. Could that really happen? And then I thought to myself, man, that secondary is going to be open. That offensive line for the Chiefs is good. If Mahomes has time to throw, he should be able to carve. And it's carving season, baby.
It is, man. Pumpkins, turkeys. Oh, man. My mother called me last night. Usually when my eggplant? Mom calls, somebody died. It wasn't about the eggplant. No, she did go to the store and take a picture of a big display of eggplants and send them to me and my wife.
That's wonderful.
Did he miss that topic?
No, I was there for
that
one.
You were here for that one? Okay. So we got a picture of like all the eggplants at the grocery store. She calls last night. It's the 9th day of August or of October. We're a month and a half, 2 months roughly away from Thanksgiving. She goes, I'm sending Josh an email at Smokehouse about the turkeys this year. I want to make sure that this is an okay email to send to him.
Aww.
And so she read the email and I'm like, it was great. There's no, you didn't need to call and, you know, figure all this stuff out. You just send the damn email. Josh knows you now. He knows you're the crazy turkey lady in New Jersey.
Who emails 2 months prior.
Yeah, but she wants to make sure she's got her turkeys ready to go for Thanksgiving. And that's what you need to do, too, at SmokehouseBBQ.com. Get your turkeys for Thanksgiving.
Exactly. Best turkeys in the biz.
Oh, my God, they're so good. You won't be disappointed.
Last year. It was immaculate. It was incredible.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Fantastic turkey. So that's you know, that was last night dealing with the, you know, the turkeys and all of this kind of stuff. And so I'm ready for this one this weekend, guys. I think it's a desperate game, and I think they're going to play because you see character come out when the chips are down. We'll see a true test of this Chiefs team's character this weekend, this Sunday night, and I think it's going to be glorious, man. I'm ready for this one.
From the 816, Jones gets two sacks, Butker walks it off with a field goal, and we all say, we're back.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's go. Would love that.
That is the perfect primetime storybook ending for this one, right? Jones gets a big sack, Butker kicks the game winner. We're all happy with those guys again. Sometimes it's okay to give a little tough love. Sometimes you need it. This week, Chris Jones and Harry Butker needed the tough love.
Over under 4.5 videos on Wednesday of number 4 on the practice field.
Over.
Yeah.
I hope it's over. I want all of them.
And every capture will be, look who's back.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait. Every news outlet, every beat writer.
Well, that's the thing, man. If this offense looks like they have the last couple of weeks, they win this game back to 500.
And then you get the Raiders.
Then you get the Raiders and you're inserting a top 20 wide receiver back in the lineup.
And then you get the two bangers. You get Washington. And then Buffalo.
Yeah, and Buffalo's defense leaves a lot for me to be desired right now. And I'm not afraid of them.
No, I'm not
at all. I'm not
they
scared of anybody.
They don't have the easiest game on Monday night either. Let's not forget, they're playing the Falcons.
The Falcons on Monday night.
The Falcons can score. Yeah. Like you said, against that defense, Penix will throw it around.
Yeah, that defense stinks in Buffalo. There was something we were going to talk about yesterday, and we never got to. It was about the windows closing, and you had put in the doc to me, why are you down on Buffalo or whatever?
Yes.
It's because of that defense right now. I'm just not sold on Buffalo's defense being able to allow their offense to be in games with better football teams. I mean, we've seen it. How many times this year has Buffalo already had to pull a game out against a bad football team, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Twice at least already this season that we've seen them have to pull out a game against a bad football team. What if you're playing a good football team like the Kansas City Chiefs? Are you going to be able to score with them? Because of the way that Buffalo's defense has played so far this season, you're going to be in a lot of shootouts. The Chiefs have a pretty damn good defense. I know we were kind of down on it in the running attack and whatnot, and James Cook is really good. We're getting way far ahead of ourselves. But Buffalo, I don't know, man. It's just something about them right now that doesn't put the fear of God in me. And I don't know what to make of the Washington football team right now. One week they look good, and one week they look pedestrian. And
they got their quarterback back last week.
You know,
took care of business.
We'll see, you know, going forward what they're going to be like too. So that it's an interesting couple of games. You got to get through this one. You've got to take care of business this week against Detroit. Go out there and do something that I don't think, you know, I know they're the favorite, but are a lot of people picking the Chiefs to win this football game, right? If you start to look nationally, how many of the Nationals are picking the Chiefs to win this football game this week? I know Vegas is, but how many of the experts that are out there? Probably not a lot of people picking the Chiefs to win this game. Go out there and do something that you don't normally have to do. And that's kind of, you know, get a little bit of an upset. Even though you're the underdog, the overwhelming feeling is the Lions are one of the best teams in football and the Chiefs aren't playing great right now. Go flip that narrative. Go flip that script. You have an opportunity to make a statement this weekend.
Buffalo's defense, for reference, total yards, they are 7th when it comes to total yards allowed at 313 a game. Passing yards, they're 2nd, allowing 154 a game. Rushing yards allowed, they are 28th. They allow 145.6 rushing yards. 17th in points with 22.6 allowed. So I think it's what you said, the pullout game. I mean, I don't know what I'm saying right there.
What?
Yeah. They don't pull it out at the end of games. Is that what you said? Whoops. Moving on.
BBL stinky. I don't even know where to go with that. Neither do you, do
well,
you,
Matt? We'll go to college. Yeah. Where it was great.
Just like you said, man. Pull out game. Pull out game.
It's worse than my buddy Bill's.
I was going to say, how's yours?
Great. Mine's fantastic.
Good so far.
Mine, not so good.
Yeah.
I just want to win, Jim.
I should probably get out of here.
Man, that was great.
Are you saving that right
now?
Four hours on the Chiefs. Remember when you guys talked about it being a pullout game? Oh, Maloney's flexing right now.
Chode.
I got stuffed mushrooms. Oh, my pullout game. Oh.
Not my finest moment.
Flex, Rob.
Yeah. I think we're going to get a new reference for the eggplant emoji. I'm sorry. Family show.
They're in school already.
There are children in the car.
Not now, they're not. No, about 8:30 is that.
Well, the reason they're in the car is because your pullout game's like the Bills.
All right. Stay focused. Stay focused. Here we go.
Let's play a soundbite to give us a second here.
Oh, you want a soundbite?
Chode.
I think it's what you said, the pullout game. I mean, they don't never. I don't know what I'm saying right there.
What?
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. There's the new promo. I can just see Speck's eyes right now going, dear God, why'd I put this guy out in the mornings? Oh. I had a little bit of tears coming out.
I mean, that's a good one.
Oh, boy.
That was really good.
Okay, so let's move on.
Talk about the 3-4 defense.
Whoa. All right. Anyways, so college this weekend, right? Pretty big slate starting at 11 o'clock. Missouri, Alabama, Ohio State, and Illinois. And then KU has a big one in Texas Tech, right? Like, they got to play a team that's pretty damn good, ninth ranked overall. But to me, when we stay local for these teams with Missouri and Kansas, and I was the guy early in the year that said, Eli, it's time to show what you want Mizzou to be. And this is a game where Alabama comes to town. I think last year they beat them like 35-0. It was a blowout, or 2 years ago, whatever it was. And this is a game where I've talked to a lot of Mizzou friends of mine where in the past, maybe you're like, yeah, it's 11. I'll keep an eye on it. I'll, you know, do the cleaning and stuff around the house, you know, get, you know, whatever, but keep an eye on it. No. This is appointment television, because if Mizzou is this team that has arrived in the SEC as a team that wants to be respected, if they win this game, I think there is a really good chance that the declaration I made to Eli Drinkwitz this year was get to a football playoff, get to the playoffs. They beat Alabama, they probably will go to the playoffs.
Yeah.
They'll have Oklahoma still on the schedule, right? That's another big game as well. But, man, this game against Alabama, if Ahmad Hardy can be that guy and have his moment, and they've got two good running backs, but Hardy's the guy that's leading the nation in rushing yards. If you go out there against Alabama and do your job and live up to what you've been doing all year, then you're going to have a lot of people starting to shift gears and say, maybe this isn't a year quarterback wins the Heisman Trophy. This kid just ran for 158 against Alabama. And then all of a sudden you're looking at Eli Drinkwitz going, maybe now he started to kind of put Missouri in front of the pack and kind of put them as a team in the SEC that's not in that second tier, but is starting to get more recognition in that upper tier. They will then be a top 10 team if they beat Alabama. They will probably make the college football playoff. And Eli Drinkwitz all of a sudden has that hill that he's gotten over that's been, you know, our guy that was before him. And everybody always goes back to, you know,
why Odom.
Yeah, no, not Odom.
Barry Odom. He was the coach before Drinkwitz.
But I'm talking about the GOAT in Mizzou.
Oh, Pinkel.
Pinkel.
Oh,
Couldn't think of his name for some reason. But that's always been there. It's always been, man, the Pinkel years, Chase Daniel, James Franklin, all these guys. And now all of a sudden you get this Bo Pibula kid from Penn State. Penn State chose the wrong quarterback.
Clearly.
And now all of a sudden
they should have gone with that kid from UCLA, left Tennessee.
And they've got Pibula at quarterback. They got Hardy at running back. And if their defense can show up on Saturday, Mizzou has a really big chance nationally, not just locally, to start putting a lot of focus in Columbia.
Yeah, it's one of those games, though, if you're the Missouri Tigers, like, this is your opportunity to go from a nice, okay, hey, how you doing, to, okay, now you've arrived. Yeah. This is an arrival game, I think, from the Missouri Tigers.
Yeah, you're done playing teams that rest their starters in the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah.
Now you're into the tier where it's like, okay, Mizzou's going to play whoever, and if they win this game, they're going to be in the Final Four.
It's one of the biggest games that Eli Drinkwitz has had an opportunity to win at the University of Missouri.
It is the biggest game of his coaching career.
It probably is. Yeah, you win this game against Alabama, it does put you in a different, you know, category, because I think the biggest knock, if you want to say that, because he's done a nice job down there, but it's like, you can't beat that big-time opponent, right? You're not beating the Alabamas. You're not winning those big games that we want you to win. You're still in that second tier. You win this game, and then everybody in the SEC is going to be talking about, okay, now Missouri's part of this conversation, and it's a legit program that is now part of the SEC race. I think it's a big program game for the University of Missouri. It's a big game for Drinkwitz. It's a big game for everybody down there in Columbia. There's so much on the line from a positive standpoint if they go out there and win, much like Kansas going to Texas Tech. I mean, if Kansas wins that game in Lubbock over the weekend, that's a huge program win for them.
And that's the thing, too. I don't necessarily think Kansas has to win that game for Lance Leipold to kind of keep his, you know, chains moving in Lawrence. But you're a 14-point underdog. Mm-hmm. We know what Texas Tech is. We had Alex Golden here. By the way, he'll be at CUNY America Credit Union today and Raymore.
Raymore.
So if you want to go see Cody and Gold, go to Raymore. If you
get Alex's
there,
number.
You could. He's got people's girlfriends watching the show. It's a fact. We got it yesterday. But you look at the flip side of this with Kansas. If they can go be competitive with Texas Tech. They're 14-point underdogs, and Texas Tech is damn good, right? Ninth team in the nation. They've got a lot of money going to that school.
So they just got a $50 million donation the other day. Like, it's nobody's business.
Right. And I'll just take a mil if you're giving it out. And so you go, you know, kind of show up and don't be like, hey, we're – because KU has two losses, right?
Yeah.
They've lost to Cincinnati, who's no slouch, and they lost to Missouri, who we just talked about, who is also no slouch.
Yeah, that Cincinnati loss isn't that big of a loss.
Not anymore.
That's not a bad deal. You know?
And they had that game. Like, they had that Cincinnati game. And the thing about – or they had a chance, at least. But the thing about this is, like, where Missouri's standards are because of what they built with Eli Drinkwitz in this team is now you have to beat Alabama. Right. In my personal opinion, to kind of get that respect and recognition of a university in football in the SEC. Whereas Kansas, you're still kind of moving forward under the Lance Leipold reign, where, like, if you just go to Texas Tech and let's say you give them fits and headaches and you kind of stay competitive in this game and you don't live up to the line of 14 and a half dogs, you're going to gain a lot of traction in that as well. And then who knows, man? Everything gets weird in college football. If there is a somewhat lively chance that they upset Texas Tech, then you're literally talking about KU winning the Big 12.
No doubt.
And that's insane with football.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy because it's usually basketball where they're winning the Big 12. But no, it's a big opportunity for them. But I do think if you're ranking opportunities this weekend, Missouri probably has one of the biggest opportunities in the country
huge,
this weekend.
Man,
to change everybody's
in
narrative,
Columbia.
Right? In Columbia, your fans are there. People are excited for this game. And it's a big one, right? Obviously, Alabama. You go from being a secondary school in the SEC to being a top-tier school in the SEC. Perception is everything, right? And your perception is going to change dramatically with a win over Alabama, more so than anybody could ever expect. And when you look at Kansas with Texas Tech, if they win that game, it'll change a little bit, but it won't be like beating Alabama. I mean, for God's sakes, it's Alabama. You know, that's a big time program that you went out there and beat. So that's an opportunity day for the University of Missouri. Does Kansas State play this weekend, or have they dissipated?
Alabama 3-point favorites against Mizzou. Moving on to the KU game, where that line is, I think it's still 14.5. Trying to find it down there somewhere. Obviously, the Red River Shootout's going to be big. Indiana and Oregon at 2:30. That's a big one.
Yeah. Whoever thought Indiana Oregon would first of all be a big game, second of all be a Big Ten game.
K State plays at 2:30 on this station, 96.5. You're home for K State athletics. They play TCU at home this week. They are a 1.5 point underdog at home against TCU,
man.
Dude.
Yeah, things aren't good in Manhattan-ness right now.
No, but it'll all be taken over whenever the quarterback will take over that job.
Yeah, Colin Klein.
Yeah.
You're a K-Stater over there. You got some K-State. Are they begging for Colin Klein?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had Mackenzie Nelson in a week ago, and she's like, we're all ready for it.
Yeah, they're all ready for it.
Just
that's
worry
the worst,
about that
though, man. What if he stinks? You know, that's the problem.
That's the problem,
that's why you don't hire your guys to be your managers or your coaches.
How do we lead the show? Youth and coaching has shown that it can be okay.
Yeah. But if things go south, how do you fire one of your greats? You know, somebody that everybody loves.
And then that's how you're remembered.
And that's how you're remembered. Yeah, because nobody ever factors in, what if something goes wrong
exactly
here? You know, like, oh, let's go do this. Yeah, but you're not factoring, what if it doesn't work? Or what if the vote fails and now you have to build a state?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In Kansas, like, people don't factor in the negative a lot, right? What if Colin Klein doesn't do good? It's a hard situation.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, and I always go back to Peyton Manning talking about, you know, why don't you coach in Tennessee? He's like, why would I coach there? They like me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
No, it is. It's true. It's 100%
George never became the manager. Well, same explanation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.